It's time now for Northview Basketball on the Voice of the Knights, WAMB The Breeze. This game is being brought to you by Great Dane Brazil, Reliable Garage Doors, York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Riddell National Bank, Lorenz Service, Brazil Coffee Grounds, First Insurance Group agent Nick McCollum, PDF Incorporated, First Farmers Bank and Trust, Remax Real Estate agent Michelle Engel, Kitch Fix, Timberland Lumber Company, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, Lynn's Pharmacy, Love and Pizza, and Back 40 Boutique. Stand by now for Northview Basketball on WAMB The Breeze.
Welcome in the Sparkle Pools at Terre Haute pregame show for game two of this girl-boy doubleheader between the Northview Knights and the Indian Creek Braves from Trafalgar, Indiana. The girls just lost, kept it close until the half, until they couldn't anymore against a very good Indian Creek team. No different. This Indian Creek team is very good as well. Northview looking to get right in so many aspects. We talked to the head coach of the Northview Knights, Coach Michael Byram, about that. You'll hear that conversation in just a few minutes. But Kobe, to my right, I'm Corey Clark. Dave Thomas back in the studio on our radio side in downtown Brazil. Kobe, it's a game Northview be big to have because this Indian Creek team undefeated in conference play and undefeated against sectional opponents.
Yeah, Northview, they were on a four-game losing streak until just last night, defeating Edgewood 43-16. So definitely, am I looking at
that's
wrong?
Girls.
I am looking. No, that says boys on here.
Yeah, boys.
Max Preps lied to me.
Boys didn't play Edgewood last night.
Alrighty, well, they need to fix that. But anyway, still, I guess, a four-game losing streak for Northview, so something has to give. Maybe it'll, be a little bit of homecoming love that can give them a little bit of a, sweeter good luck sort of thing.
And shout out to the homecoming queen is Audrey Spencer, and the homecoming king was Hunter Johnson. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more about this. But first, my sit-down conversation on the radio side only with the head coach of the Knights, Coach Michael Byram. On the video side, we'll be right back, and we'll talk more about this game as we're about 10 minutes away from opening tip here on WAMB.
Great Dane Brazil, the leader in employment opportunities, already offers $17 to $23 an hour, referral bonuses, great health insurance, and matching 401k. Now they've taken it up a notch. Applicants receive 2 weeks paid vacation, an extra $2 an hour for night shifts, and get an extra $100 a week perfect attendance award paid the following week. That's an extra $5,200 a year. Become a maker at greatdane.com/careers or call 812-443-4711.
Stocking stuffers can come in many shapes and sizes, and Sparkle Pools has them all this holiday season. Sparkle Pools is now carrying Maui Jim sunglasses. These sunglasses have modern looks for the distinguished gentleman and women's fashion frames to fit any lifestyle. Fill your stockings with pool maintenance products from Pool Style and Super Shockwaves. Sparkle Pools is even an authorized dealer for swimmingpool.com, where you can find above-ground pools, outdoor living products, and everything else pool-related. Happy holidays from Sparkle Pools. 2225 North 25th Street and 5171 South Highway 41 in Terre Haute.
Hi, this is Mark, owner of Reliable Garage Doors. Are you tired of looking at the same garage door you had on your house when you bought it? Then it's time to do something about it. Let us at Reliable Garage Doors make your home look new again. I'll come over and give you a free estimate. Just call me at 812-841-2078. Your local garage door expert with over 36 years of experience.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on WAMB The Breeze.
Sparkle Pools in Terre Haute pregame show right here. It's the Northview boys going to be taking on the Indian Creek boys. A good matchup between the Knights and the Braves. But before we get to that, we have a quick interview with the head coach of the Northview Knights basketball team, head coach Michael Byram. He sat down with Corey Clark to discuss this game in particular. We're going to send that to you right now, and then we'll come back and get everything set and ready for some live basketball action on WAMB.
Here on the Sparkle Pools and Terre Haute pregame show, Coach Michael Byram is the Northview boys host the Indian Creek Braves for an hour and 45-minute drive. Never easy to drive both ways, but is that something you want to take advantage of maybe if they're a little sluggish from the get-go?
I think so. I think you always got to try to find any advantage in a game that you can. And if you're the home team and you don't have to be on the bus for a long time, I mean, that should help you out at some point.
When you look at the game you just played against Terre Haute North,
What were some of the takeaways from that?
I think offensively we did not play very well at all against Terre Haute North. I thought defensively we did a decent job for part of the game, but then especially in the parts of the second quarter and then even in the third quarter, I didn't think that we necessarily played with very much passion, and that's an issue. That was an issue. We always talk about there's three phases that we can control: our mind, our body, and our spirit. Mm-hmm. I didn't think we were very focused, which that covers the mind. The body's your effort flying around. At times I thought we were hesitant. And then our spirit, I thought we were flatlined. I think even at the end of one of the quarters, I checked, we're starting the third quarter actually, so coming out at halftime, I checked everybody's pulse real quick to make sure that we had one, because I thought we were very flat, mm-hmm. you know? So, I mean, we got to do a better job with that.
Before we talk about tonight's game, I do want to give you an opportunity. I heard the middle school teams did something pretty cool, winning the WIC.
Yeah, you know what? Our all three programs had a great season. Our eighth grade season ended with the WIC championship. I think they lost one game all season long. Our middle school team, same thing. But I think they went undefeated and they won their WIC. And then our sixth grade went undefeated. So I mean, we've got some we have some young men down at the middle school that love the game, love to compete, and they work at it. And the coaches did a really good job this season.
Is it hard not to look ahead and be excited?
You're always looking ahead. You have a balance act. You're always coaching your current team, but you're also kind of plotting down the road as well. So, I mean, that's an every year thing. So, I mean, that's not an issue at all. But, yeah, no, we're excited.
What makes this Braves team so good? Because I've seen their schedule. They dominated and beat on Valley Big. I think they barely beat Greencastle, so it's kind of a couple up and down scores, but their record overall, and they're undefeated in the conference alone. So
yeah, not only are they undefeated in the conference, they're undefeated against sectional opponents as well. They're young, they're explosive offensively. They've got two young men averaging 24. Seasting's about 6'5", plays inside out, is averaging 22 a game. Then they got a guard, number 3 Crouch, who's a sophomore as well, who's averaging just under 17. I mean, and then they've got a big man in the middle, number 4, Everton, who's averaging just under 10. So, I mean, offensively, they're explosive. Defensively, they're going to switch things up. But no matter what, they're going to be scrappy and very competitive and fly around. So, I mean, we're going to have our hands full.
Can you borrow Wiseman? Coach Mercedes says she's taller than anybody on your team.
Yeah, no. I mean, we need some size, but unfortunately, I don't know if anybody's going to hit any growth spurts before March.
When you bring that up, I know it was kind of a big conversation we had before the season started. Do you feel like you've kind of found the rhythm you want when it comes to having to guard someone else's big, despite the size advantage? Or
no, I don't necessarily think that we've found the rhythm that we need. We've changed up our starting lineups and our rotations quite a bit. So we're still trying to find that right formula to get things clicking, you know. And I like our guys. I think that it's just a matter of putting them in the right spot to utilize their strengths and try to hide their weaknesses as much as you can. I think as a coach, that's what you're always doing with your roster. So I mean, we've got to be more consistent. I told the boys the other day, the record that we have right now is we're not pleased with that at all. But we're 4-9. But if you really look at it, 3 of those of our recent losses could have been easily won, mm-hmm. if we did a few things more consistent. So then that moves us to 7-6. And then, so I mean, we're closer than what we think we are, or they think we are. Okay. We got to tighten things up a little bit.
I think one big piece, I think Kobe kind of talked to you about this in a pregame interview last week. What is it you're telling your senior and Christian Rumpke when it comes to his shot? Because, I mean, he has to be stressed about it. Just having a hard time getting it to fall consistently.
I tell him get his feet set and let fly.
You just let him shoot?
I think that Christian has proven that he can make shots.
I've seen the practice plan.
And Christian needs to relax. We need maybe get the ball to him a little sooner while he has this rhythm. Maybe get the ball from from inside out, mm-hmm. to help him, whether it's off a post feed and then kicking it back out, or maybe off a penetrate kick situation, because you keeping your body square, it's just a little different scenario. But I have confidence in Christian. His teammates have confidence in Christian, and we know he's going to make shots. we know he can. He's going to, you know. It's all like numbers are numbers, you know. It's always going to bounce itself out. Christian's like in practice when he shoots threes, he shoots probably about 60% make. So you cut that in half. Like you always say, when you're in garden in practice, you should shoot make twice as many shots as you make in a game. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I mean, he's around a 30 to 35% three-point shooter.
I've noticed you put Josh Fowler in the starting lineup the last couple of games. What's he done that you like, and what's he provide to that unit?
You know, Josh is a very smart young man. He sees things. And he's been here lately, he's been really consistent at doing his job mm-hmm. to the best of his ability, not taking plays off, playing hard, and finding ways to be in the right spot at the right time. And he's earned that opportunity. I mean, and that's what it's about. We're like we always have a saying, it's not personal, it's business. Yeah. With the guys, we're just trying to figure out the right combination so we can make them run.
It's a game plan to beat a team like this tonight with a lot of power on the offensive end.
We got to know our personnel. We got to take away what they want to do. I mean, everybody has strengths and weaknesses, and the coaching staff and myself have worked really hard to try to find out those weaknesses, and we want to try to exploit those to a certain degree, you know. So I mean, we got to know our personnel, then we got to out rebound them. We got to make sure that we dominate the glass both in and on the offensive end. We got to move the ball with some flow without letting it stick. No matter what defense they're in, that doesn't matter. We got to run and move the ball and find the open man, and we'll see what happens.
All right, coach. As always, we'll talk to you after the game. Good luck.
Thank you.
This is T.C. Eaker
and Josh Keady with York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Brazil. During January is our Start Something New sales event.
Hey, Josh, how easy to buy a new car this month?
Well, it's extremely easy, T.C. With employee pricing for everyone, you pay what we pay.
How many vehicles you got in stock?
With over 150 new vehicles in stock, find Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $289 per month, Ram 1500 as low as $449 per month. Come find out why no one beats a York.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
I am Matt Bilyeu, and this is my account.
Matt Bilyeu of Culver's talks about Riddell National Bank.
My relationship with Riddell started with a personal home loan. From there, it blossomed into a business opportunity. Riddell, I think, is so much more than just a bank. They're a true partner.
For commercial loans and lines of credit, choose Riddell National Bank.
It's been so great, the relationship we have with Riddell. They partner with us to make our family's dreams come true.
Member FDIC.
This is WAMB. Stream us on the web at WAMBradio.com.
Now we're getting ready for the nightcap as the radio side heard the Coach Michael Byram interview prior to the game. But first, they're going to honor, before starting lineups, Drew Cook for being a 1,000-point scorer here at Northview High School. A very awesome accomplishment. I need the official to get out of my way for it. And they'll turn around here in a second so I can get a photo.
Pretty sure he was looking at you.
He was. That's why they turned around for me.
What a good man.
They knew what I want. I've been here long enough.
Congratulations, of course. I mean, I was talking to the board op, Dave, during the when you had the interview with Byram, and it was like almost—it was definitely over a month ago when he did that against North Putnam. So now, just finally getting that chance to be, you know, applauded in front of his home court, home fans of Northview, it's pretty cool. It'll be pretty cool as well. A win—they need one desperately. We all know that they know that. They're just working on a few things. Hopefully a win here tonight against Indian Creek will help them grow as sectionals time is just around the corner. And the starter for Northview High School coming your way.
Yeah, Braden Gott's going to be the first starter. Not much has changed. Christian Arumke, we talked about him in the pregame show, and Coach Byram's telling him, hey, just keep on shooting. Need his confidence to stay up. Zach Buell will get the start tonight on homecoming. Josh Fowler, the junior, and then the senior who was just nominated for a 1,000-point score, Mr. Drew Cook.
I kind of find it funny how last year we had King Parkey, and now we have King Hunter.
Now we need Hunter to get in here and score.
Yes. Hunter, we need some playing time.
As Mac McDonald said, it is nighttime. Northview in their white uniforms, Indian Creek in their red. I mean, Kobe, I tell you what, some of these kids, Adam Crouch is a very, very good shooter, but they have two young guys that can put the ball in the hoop, plus a 6'5 sophomore in Landing Sitching.
Yeah, it doesn't come any easier. We know how well a 7-4 team against this Braves squad is. Coming up against Northview has been slouching as of late. Their last win, I believe it came in the Classic. I could be wrong. We'll do some research.
Zach Buell at midcourt. And we're underway. And Zach will win the opening tip, but he hits it so hard it goes out of bounds.
Darn it.
And it'll be Indian Creek ball to begin this contest, technically. So Indian Creek will inbound the ball to Pemberton. Pemberton will go left to right with it, guarded by Goff.
I was wrong. The last win for the Knights was against Greencastle.
Crouch near side. So their last two wins have been against Greencastle.
Yeah, there you go. One in the Classic and one after the Classic.
Modlin will try to feed it down low. The Knights get a hand on it, but it goes out of bounds. Stays with Indian Creek. Kobe, one thing you can say, Northview maybe offensively didn't play well against Terrell North, but their defense was pretty darn good.
Yeah, they're definitely going to keep competing. They know they have to, you know, come out here with a victory. It's just so hard. Everything has to go right. You have to have just 110%.
Modlin will give off near side to Sitching, the big man, for a 15-footer. He'll miss it. Fowler, the effort guy, brings up the rebound, gives it to Goff up ahead. Goff, coast, bounces near side to Rumpke. He'll be tipped by Indian Creek and stay with Northview out of bounds.
I like how Goff, you know, sometimes as soon as he gets the ball, he's just gone. You just have to, you know, try and stay in front of him, and that's a very tough task for any defense.
Goff in the far corner will give it off to Rumpke near side. Rumpke will bring it on top to perimeter, go back to Goff and hand it off to him. Goff dribbling it on the left wing, waiting for a Buell screen. He'll get one. Good defense here by Aiden Pemberton. Finds Drew Cook for the first time tonight. Drew fakes left, goes right with it, pulls up, baseline jumper, his signature move.
You know, Kareem had the sky hook. Drew Cook has the pull-up jump shot.
Under seven to go in the first quarter. Knights 2, Indian Creek 0. Buell gets a steal. He got way up there and threw it to Rumpke. Rumpke goes across midcourt, finds Cook again in the baseline, feeds it to Fowler, who gives it back to Drew. Shifts, pick and roll, ball's tipped, back to Drew, and Drew now finds Fowler, back to Cook on the right wing.
Got to reset here. We know how Drew Cook can facilitate the offense. Getting him started early, it will all play out in his favor.
Bad pass by Drew, stolen away by Crouch, an easy fast break layup, ties it up at two.
A mishandle right there, not a very good start here as you make one shot and then immediately turn the ball over the next possession.
Goff across midcourt. Brings it around to the elbow, off to Cook. Thought about the three, but tight defense didn't allow him to do it, so they'll reset back to Drew again. Drew drives, gets harassed.
No. Two turnovers.
A lot of contact, another turnover that leads to another Crouch layup attempt, and it's up and in.
Deja vu right there. Same. Another turnover from Cook leads to another layup from Crouch in
bad,
the fast break.
Bad offense leads to good offense for Indian Creek. Goff will pull up from the elbow. Left it a little long. Buell fights for the board. It'll be a foul on Indian Creek. So good effort by Zach Buell.
And he's definitely one player to note real quick, as he has just been putting a whole lot of energy and hustle and work into rebounding. One player in particular who's very fond of that aspect of this game.
Rumpke gets the inbound, finds Zach on top, swings at the Cook, left elbow jumper falling, kind of lost his balance. It'll go out of bounds on an air ball, but luckily it hit Indian Creek, so it stays with Northview.
Still very early in this one. I mean, a couple of good shots, some bad shots, bad turnovers. Right now, you just have to really settle in, get all the nerves out of your system.
Goff, left wing, fakes left, drives to the free throw line. Hard pass to Rumpke for a corner three, and it rattled in and out, and Goff gets the rebound, puts it up too strong. Here comes Modlin for Indian Creek.
But one thing I do like to note there, Goff didn't just immediately pass it out. He went up for the shot.
Shot is up by Sitching on the pass, and it's in. Braves lead 6-2.
they haven't even really ran an offense. They've just been able to come down the court and outrun Northview.
Fowler put it up and count it, and the foul. What a pass and what a strong take. Fowler will go to the York City JR Brazil free throw line.
Good job right there. You know, we noted as well, another player very young on this tonight's squad who's had a couple of, you know, starts, now getting another job here tonight.
Fowler can't complete the three-point play.
It's plays like that will earn you playing time.
Under 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Indian Creek 6, Northview 4. Here's a three from the Braves, left to the right. Offensive rebound, that can't happen. A put-up by Sitching is missed.
Rebound.
Ball's tapped from Goff to Drew, so Braden Goff got up there.
So Indian Creek will finally miss a shot attempt.
Drew pulls up, but first a whistle, and they're going to call a foul on Indian Creek, a pushing foul. Probably a good thing because Drew missed the jumper, rattled in and out. I don't want Rumpke to be discouraged by that three because that was a good shot, just literally rattled.
And absolutely. I mean, you mentioned it, how Byram keeps telling Rumpke, hey, no matter what, no matter how many misses, you can miss a shot 20 times in a game, you're still going to keep shooting.
He shoots 60% from three in practice. It's one of the best in the program. Goff finds Cook on the left wing.
I didn't know they recorded that.
Drew, right elbow, fakes, puts it up. A lot of contact, nothing called. And a bad miss, and the Knights got to get back on defense because 6'5 Sitching is euroing, scooping, missing, and it's going to go out of bounds and be Northview basketball.
The positive right there, at least you got back in time to somewhat discourage that shot attempt.
Do you like what I did there? Sitching ends with ing, so I said euroing.
Yes, I noted.
Scooping.
You want your flowers now or?
Cook gets it on top, pump fakes a three, drives inside, spins, turns, 12-footer, left short, gets his own miss, an easy put back, and we're tied at six apiece on the Great Dane scoreboard.
That is exactly why. Basketball 101, you follow through with your shot.
Indian Creek has yet to lose a conference game this year. They're 6-0. They're also undefeated against sectional opponents.
Northview trying to be the first.
Ball's tipped on the floor, Fowler gets it, and the Knights have a chance to retake the lead. It's Drew Cook driving baseline, spinning, pushing the shot up and in. He's so crafty with it.
Yes, he is. Drew Cook has pretty much taken the majority of the shots for the Knights so far in this quarter. Make or miss, you do not want to leave him open.
Pemberton on top to Crouch, guarded by Rumpke, feeds it back on top to Sitching. The big man drives on Fowler, extinguishes the Vols for three. They lead 9-8.
First three-pointer of the night converted from Indian Creek.
Shot is missed by Northview. Who missed that, Kobe?
I couldn't tell. I think it might have been Goff.
So he was Goff still missed the layup, and then he draws a foul. One of those frustration fouls we kind of see him get away from, but he picks one up there.
And he's going to have to check out of this one as Avery Perry checks in for him.
That's Goff's first foul. Don't want to get him in foul trouble. Kyle Cotti will also check in at the next dead ball.
Trying to get him rushed in there before the inbound pass from the Braves. Just did not get it in time.
Drew Cook has 6 points. Fowler two. And that Indian Creek has a 9-8 lead with the ball. Crouch, step back, 18-footer over the hands of Rumpke. That's just good offense.
Oh, absolutely. If you could shoot just like that, it is very tough for a team like Northview or anyone, really.
The reason he averages like 17 a game. Rumpke drives, fades, 15-footer, not a good shot. It doesn't go in, and here comes Indian Creek up three. They're pushing it. They like to run. Sitching will pull up 14 feet in and out. No. Ball's rebounded offensively, and they're going to call a foul. There's no way that's a shooting foul. Did he have control of it?
I don't even think Perry touched him. I mean, the ball was all the way on the right side, and his body was on the left, and Perry just stood there like a statue.
Landon Sitching, a 6'5 sophomore at the free throw line, puts the first attempt up, and he'll miss. Kyle Cotti checks in for Zach Buell. Jackson Ferris checks in for Josh Fowler. Good minutes for those two.
No, absolutely. Those two have been very impressive. That's why they get in the starting lineup a lot of the time.
We need high energy and good rebounding from Ferris and Cotti.
Absolutely. Don't want to, do too much.
Sitching misses both free throws, and Avery Perry will force down the rebound after a foul on Bobby Eberton.
Well, they called him for a foul, too, so that goes in your favor, even though Perry just ripped it away from him anyway.
Indy Creek with four team fouls, Northview with two. And those two fouls are on each freshman of Goff and Perry. Rumpke will run point right to left with Goff on the bench.
Rumpke and Cook, the remaining starters.
2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Drew on the right wing, yet to take a three. Lost the ball momentarily, but he picks it back up and will dribble. He'll drive to the bucket all the way. Left it short. Perry tries save it, and he does, off an Indian Creek player's kneecap.
High IQ play right there. Every time a loose ball, you can't save it in time to find a teammate, just chuck it at the bottom of someone's knee, ankle, or shoe. Usually it'll work.
Perry to inbound, finds Drew. Thought about the long three. Drives in, kicks out to Perry. He'll now find Rumpke on the left side. Pump fakes a three.
He thought about it.
Now Kyle Cotti. Back to Perry on the left side. Perry goes around a Rumpke screen, gets picked up defensively, scoops the pass far side to Drew. Drew to Rumpke for three and a tie, and he left it short. Ferris fights for the board, had it in his hands, but it goes out of bounds. Indian Creek ball.
Tough break right there for the Northview Knights. I mean, they wasted a lot of clock on that possession, just couldn't really get what they wanted out of it due to the Braves' intense defense.
Crouch on the left wing, brings it on top to perimeter, pulls up for 15, a lot of contact, no call. Offensive board Emberton because how bad it was missed for a Sitching three. Man, Indian Creek leads 14-8.
Northview just hasn't had a lot of luck. They keep trying to, you know, work the outside shot. So far, only points coming from within that.
1 minute to go in the first quarter. Knights down six. They need a bucket. Cotti will lob it into Ferris, and Ferris can't finish. We saw that a couple games ago.
It's a great pass, though.
And now Indian Creek goes the other way. We'll pull up for a 10-footer and miss. Offensive putback is good.
Situations like that, you got to think, hopefully Ferris isn't going back to that one game where he just missed like four or five easy layups underneath his own basket.
Rebounding is killing Northview right now. Rumpke, an open corner three, air ball. Ball's loose to Perry. Perry drives in midair, throws it away.
Byram just looking at it, shaking his head. I mean, they're just trying to do so much too quick. Sometimes you just beat yourself up.
17 seconds ago, Indian Creek 6, Northview 8. The Braves are on a run. The Knights lead 8-6. Now they're on a 10-0 run, Indian Creek is. And they'll go for the final shot. 4 seconds, feeds it inside, layup is missed. Another offensive rebound put up and in by Emberton. And that's a 12-0 run to end the first quarter. And the Knights are down 10 because of just, honestly, bad rebounding. We'll come back and hope the Knights can figure it out on WAMB.
One promise Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. They will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Lorenz Service is your trusted, locally owned auto service repair shop. If you need your vehicle looked at, give Tony Lorenz a call or stop by the shop today. Tony Lorenz and the entire Lorenz Service team works hard to make sure your vehicle is fixed the right way. Lorenz Service wants to wish the Northview Knights the best of luck this season.
Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning is one of the area's leading Green Pro partners. This is Doug Nevins, and for more than 25 years, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning has served customers in Brazil and throughout the entire Wabash Valley. Our reliable services, transparent fees, and friendly expert technicians have made Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning a hometown name you can trust. Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, where comfort and quality meet.
This is WAMB, The Breeze. Like us on Facebook.
Audrey Spencer now, between quarters, was honored for joining the Girls Basketball 1000 Pool Club. Congratulations to her. But Kobe, Northview is down 18-8, and on a 12-0 run is Indian Creek, and Bell will put it up and in and end that run.
Great job right there by Bell, immediately coming off the bench to begin this second quarter. He will make his presence known, scoring what was a very long time awaiting.
See if Bell can give them an energy boost from a rebounding standpoint. 18-10 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Kati will guard Sitching. Sitching blows by him, puts it up and in, nearly dunked it. Goff will bring it right to left. Knights down 10. Bouncing to Kati. Takes a few dribbles. Drives in, just pulls up and puts it up and in.
Hey, sometimes, you know, that could be considered a bad shot, but right there, if it goes in, you're not going to complain a whole lot.
Coach Byram yelling at Kyle Kati to force Sitching to go left.
Hopefully he does that.
20-12. That was a year. Going left to right with it is Crouch. Crouch on the wing. Dribble handoff to Pemberton.
I was a fifth grader.
Pemberton on top. Blows by two defenders and gets fouled with the bucket. Defense and rebounding have been awful.
Yeah, the one thing to note is whether it be, you know, just not getting there in time on the rebounding side of things or just late switches down low, creating open passes for the Braves offense. The Knights struggling mightily there. Drew Cook will substitute for Avery Perry.
He now has two fouls as Aiden Pemberton, the senior, looking for the three-point play. He rattles it in and out.
Ooh.
Bell
had
the rebound but lost it.
Kati kind of jumped early, too.
Crouch for an open three. That's basically a five-point play, and Northview has no answer right now for Indian Creeks, defensively or in the rebounding category. Timeout Knights, full timeout. We'll take one with them on WAMB.
We all need insurance, whether it's personal or commercial. Use someone you can trust. I'm Nick McCollum with First Insurance Group here in Brazil. I graduated from Northview High School and attended Indiana State University. My family is all about the Knights. You can trust me to help you get all your insurance needs taken care of. Give me a call at 812-208-2457 or visit us at figprotects.com. Let me, Nick McCollum, work for you. Come grow with us, and we will help you stay protected.
Are you looking for a new, exciting career? PDF Inc. in Brazil is actively looking for creative, dependable people to hire right now. Various machine operator positions are available. No experience necessary. They'll train you for multiple positions like robotics or operating a CNC laser. Take the time to learn a valuable skill to further your career with PDF Inc. Stop by their location or visit pdf-inc.com/careers. PDF Inc. is a proud supporter of the Northview Knights.
This is WAMB, The Breeze. Like us on Facebook.
Indian Creek is dominating the rebounding category and just blowing by the Knights defensively. That's why they lead 25-12. The Knights were up in the early first quarter, then it's been all brave since as Goff will throw it to Rumke. Now to Cook, back to Rumke on the right wing. The Knights need a bucket in the worst way. Goff on top with it. Dribbles into traffic. Finds an open Rumke. Corner three. Got it.
Thank you. Finally, the first three-pointer falls for the Knights tonight.
Now you got to try and find him quickly. It's something Coach Byram said. Maybe we need to, when he hits one, find him again and see if we can just keep him going.
Expect another one coming for Rumke on the next possession.
Defensively, the Knights have got to figure it out better. Connell pulls up. 16-footer. No. Rebounded by Goff. He'll push it. Right to left, the freshman to Kati, got it to go.
Great speed right there, speed does kill.
Kati had his hands up, ready to go, and Goff just flew by everybody. And a quick 5-0 run by the Knights, and it's back to an 8-point deficit.
Just like that, man, if you just keep getting everything clicking on all cylinders, it will help you, absolutely.
Got to keep the defensive execution up. Ball stolen away by Bell. Bell will push it. Knights on a 5-0 run. Finds Goff to Drew.
Oh, he thought,
about the deep three. Now he'll take it and in. It rattled in and out. No, Kati puts it up and got fouled but can't get the bucket to go. He'll go to the line for two attempts.
Kati, right place, right time. Do I hate that shot by Cook? No, not really. But, I mean, we know we've seen him make that. Sometimes, you know, offense, it either works when you work it around it for a long time or a quick fast break offense. Right now, it seems like Northview's offense, when it's fast, it works in their favor.
Kati gets it to go, and from the York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil free throw line. Score is 25-18, a chance to make it a 6-point game for Kati, and he will not. 25-18 is the score.
The defense, however, has been picked up since that timeout.
5:14 and counting until the half. The Knights on a 6-0 run and a travel by Indian Creek, and it seems like Northview just has momentum now. Can they continue to capitalize on it?
Let's hope.
Freshman Goff in the game, running the point. 5:10 to go and counting in the second quarter. 25-18, Indian Creek on the Great Dane scoreboard. Northview on a 6-0 run out of the last timeout. Bell finds Goff on the right wing. Back to Cook. Cook will drive. Got quadruple team. He'll shoot anyway, and he'll draw the foul.
We'll take those. Drew Cook, I mean, just going in and then back out, keeping with that pivot foot, going up and attacking, getting fouled.
Drew from the charity stripe puts it up, and he missed the free throw.
Something's going on. This team must be cursed.
Drew now has a chance to make it a 6-point game. So Indian Creek went on a 10-0 run, and now the Knights are on a 7-0 run after that made free throw. Still down 6, 25-19.
I like the defensive pressure.
7-0 run by the Knights. Right now with the ball is Indian Creek on top with Crouch. Good defense and timeout Indian Creek, and the Knights have drawn the momentum their way. It is going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here on the video side. Send it to a 30-second break on the radio side on WAMB.
You've driven all the way to the store when you realize, I forgot my wallet. That can be so frustrating. We've all been there. That's why enabling mobile wallet for your First Farmers debit card was so important to us. That way, if you remember everything you need to get at the store but leave your wallet behind, you can use your phone to pay and skip the aggravation. That's one more way we're determined to take our customers from what if to what's next. Learn more at ffbt.com. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Your home for Northview Sports, The Breeze, WAMB.
Back live here inside Northview High School. 4:38 remains in this first half between the Northview boys and the Indian Creek boys.
It'll be the Braves ball with Pemberton bringing it left to right. The Northview Knights currently on a 7-0 run out of their last timeout. Now the Braves are probably looking for a run of their own out of their timeout.
Let's hope not.
Pemberton lobs it down. Cotti got over the back and knocked the ball away, but it ends up back in the hands of Indian Creek for an open three left short.
Oh, man.
Another offensive rebound, but that was gifted right to him. Not much you could do.
That one is just very, very difficult to even try and chase down. I mean, it just hit exactly off the front of the rim where it just bounces back to you.
Pemberton on the logo, directing traffic. Pemberton drives on Goff, backs him down, hands it off. Goff gets a block, ends up back with Pemberton in the hands of Emberton, who got it up and in.
And that was just good defense all around. Even with Bell's contest, or the contest right there by Bell, it still allowed them to get a shot in.
Now you want to see if North, you can answer. Cook will back it up in the corner to a wide-open Braden. Goff, three.
He's one player we're just waiting and hoping he just keeps up the playing ability that he has shown, not only to his teammates here, but on the court.
Came off a career high at Plainfield this past Saturday. 27-22, 5-point game on the Great Dane scoreboard.
That feels like a very long time ago.
Pemberton on the logo, fires it left side to Emberton, forces it down low to Sitching.
Oh, come on.
Makes Cotti fall after lowering a shoulder and no call.
That one you just have to call something.
Rumke blows by, puts a shot up off the side of the backboard, and here comes Indian Creek running like
gotta
they like
back
to do. That should have been a travel, nothing called. Ball's loose,
and now
it will be
bounds.
Northview ball out of bounds. Whew. That was a travel. Like, should have been, right?
It should have been a travel. There should have been a charging foul. A whole lot of what have, could have, should have.
Bell gave Northview good minutes. He'll come out. Fowler will check back in. 29-22. 2:56 to go until the half. Northview was just down 5. Now can they get it to, back to 5 after being down currently 7? Goff, nice pass to Fowler. Those two have a connection. We've seen a couple razzle-dazzle plays in the last couple weeks.
They just have a good chemistry, and that's what really, you know, defense wins championships, so does chemistry.
Northview hasn't had a true point guard probably since Brevin Cooper. Goff with a steal, but it ends up in the hands of Indian Creek because, of course. 2:24 and counting. Can the Knights get a stop? Rumke guarding Crouch tightly. He'll jump in the air to Sitching on top, guarded by Cotti. Spins, turns, 15-footer. What are you supposed to do?
That was a great move right there. I mean, he just immediately, without hesitation, pulls around, a nice spin move to create a fadeaway jumper. Good offense.
Coming up on 2 minutes to play, 31-24 in the second. Fowler will move it near side to Goff. Goff waits for Drew. Got Drew on the right side. He'll blow by, put up a shot, a lot of contact, nothing. And a body foul will be called on Drew, and good thing, too, because the cherry picking with Everton down there would have been an easy bucket.
It's a lot of good things that this Northview team definitely brings to the table. But sometimes when there's bad, it's just a big, you know, kind of domino effect where one bad, two bad, three bad.
Goff's trying to play press defense. Sorry on the video side. Apparently we were muted. 24-33, 1:38 to go.
Corey Clark, ladies and gentlemen.
Goff, transition, three, in and out, no. And now Cotti with an interception. Puts it ahead to Goff in the corner. Forces a tight rope pass to Cook on top. Drew drives, floats it up and in.
Nice. There you go. Deep Indian Creek hurting themselves right there, trying to go too fast. So nice defense by Cotti, intercepting that one, and then Drew Cook turning it on up on offense.
Sitching, guarded by Kyle, lowering the shoulder again, puts up a 14-footer. How are you? You got to either find a way to defend that better, or you just got to quit letting him bump you and be tough and stronger. Yeah, that's hard. He's 6'5".
I mean, we've already seen it too many times. They're not going to call a whistle for it, so you just have to stay in there and not give an inch.
Down nine, 45 seconds to go in the half. Goff drives in, feeds Kyle. Kyle goes up, gets it blocked, saved by Fowler of the side of the backboard. He should have just let it go because it would have been Northview ball anyway.
He was trying to find Cook underneath, trying to drive towards the basket. Still, with the amount of opportunities that Indian Creek has possessed on offense and a lot of crazy shots that they have been able to work into their system, still a 9-point deficit for the Knights.
What seems like a much better second quarter than a first quarter. Indian Creek, who had a 10-point lead after one, has a 9-point lead now after a missed shot. 25 seconds, Goff to Drew. Cook puts up the floater, left it short, got his own miss, put it up again, rattled around, couldn't go, ball's tipped. And
grab it!
Goff and Drew both decided not to chase after it, and a Euro layup will be no good. 10 seconds. Here comes Drew. 5 seconds. Pulls up for an 18-footer, rattles in and out. Fowler puts it up at the buzzer.
Come
no.
On. All cannot go wrong. There's so many things.
Northview's got some work to do. Down 9, 35-26 on the Great Dane scoreboard. You're listening to Northview Knights basketball here on your home for Northview Athletics, WAMB.
This is RE/MAX real estate agent Michelle Engel. My family has been in the local community since 2005, and we love supporting the Knights. My daughter attends Northview and is a cheerleader and plays on the tennis team. You will see me dedicating my time to this community. One example is my daughter and I love volunteering for the Clay County Youth Food Delivery Program. Allow me to put my 10 plus years of real estate experience to work for you.
Remember to buy and sell with Michelle. Call her at 812-230-1382. We all know what it's like to be super busy during weekday evenings. Whether you have kids involved in sports, a club, or whatever you have going on with the family that night. Anyway, it always seems hard to find the time to slow down to prepare a nice homemade meal. It's drive-thru again, right? Wrong! Kitch Fix should be the answer. Plan ahead by joining the Kitch Fix Facebook group and let Brandy Pierce cook for you. Kitch Fix releases their menu on Wednesdays, so go join the Facebook group now. Pick it up, warm it up, and feed the family with Kitch Fix.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. Visit our Timberland store to get everything you need for your new project, and if we don't have the supplies you need in store, we can order it for you. You can even rent the equipment from our rental department. Timberland strives to provide you with the finest residential and commercial building projects at a level of service that is second to none. Quality, integrity, Timberland.
Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning is one of the area's leading Green Pro partners. This is Doug Nevins, and for more than 25 years, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning has served customers in Brazil and throughout the entire Wabash Valley. Our reliable services, transparent fees, and friendly expert technicians have made Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning a hometown name you can trust. Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, where comfort and quality meet.
It's another day in the Wabash Valley. And for most of us, it's just another day on the job. But at Lynn's Pharmacy, taking care of neighbors and making the community a better and healthier place is our mission. Because when you love what you do and you really care about the people you serve, you do it well. It's not for the glory, a big award, or even a pat on the back. It's just knowing that we can count on each other. Lynn's Pharmacy, a modern pharmacy with old-fashioned values and personal service in downtown Brazil.
This is your home for Northview Sports, WAMB, The Breeze.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly conversation about Indiana high school sports with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. Now for an up-to-the-minute report about what's happening in the constantly changing world of high school sports, here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Paul Neidig.
Welcome back, everyone, to our weekly conversation with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. And Paul, we are at one of those hallmarks of the year, pairing show for the girls' tournament coming up on Sunday night from 5 until 7 Eastern time. We're live from IHSAA headquarters. Greg Rakestraw and I will be there giving you who's playing whom and when. This year, we begin a new format. So when we get to the regional round, things get a little bit different. So walk us through what we're looking forward to in girls' basketball and boys' basketball in terms of the tournament.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, one of the things that our staff does a real good job is we constantly look at the tournaments and look to see where we can enhance things. And, you know, sometimes it works well, and there's certainly an opinion on everything that we do here. But we really looked at the tournament, and a lot of teams really have a really tough sectional week, you know, where you got to play three games, and, you know, and it's just a tough week. And we really thought that we'll get through that tough week, and then if you look as the momentum should build to a tournament, as most tournaments do, we felt that we would take the regional round and make it a one-game regional. So you win that sectional, and then you've got to get your team rested up. But then that week, the coach only really has to prepare for one opponent. They got to bring their best game one time. And once they get through that, and if they're victorious at the regional round, one game, then you advance to the semi-state. And our semi-state round, the round obviously before the hardware is handed out, that big trophy, is going to be, we'll have eight spots in the state of Indiana, and we'll have a 1, a 2, a 3, and a 4A classification in North, and the same in the South. And it'll be the traditional two-game-in-one-day format. So we're going to have two games in the morning. Then you're going to advance to the regional or semi-state championship around that night for all the marbles, for that opportunity to go participate at Game Bridge Fieldhouse. And it's going to be a tough day, but it's going to be a day that's going to be so much fun for the basketball fan, where you can go into a community. You know, we have incredible facilities, and instead of using four at the semi-state, we're going to use eight facilities. So eight communities, four more communities will have the people to send on their town and eat in their restaurants and go to their games and see their facilities. And like I say, Coach, we're blessed in Indiana to have an incredible amount of basketball facilities. And we said it before, we have cathedrals, and we're going to use some more of those. And I really think it's going to be a highly competitive day, but it ought to be a tough round, because the prize at the end of that day is a chance to play in the state championship game.
And just for fans' knowledge, as we're talking about the pairing show coming up Sunday night, there will be a pairing show after the regional round to pair the semi-state opponents, correct?
That's right, Coach. You know, and, you know, we'll, on your show Sunday night, we're going to make the sectional alignments, and we're also going to draw the regional matchups, and those will be announced on your show next Sunday. But then after we leave that regional round, we're going to come back on Sunday, and we're going to have a show here in the studio, and we're going to you know, we'll know we have four 1A teams going to the northern site, but we're going to have those four teams going to draw their time slot, first of all, whether they play in the first game or the second game. game, and then who their opponent will be. So right. The fans can tune in and see who their team is going to get to play for the regional and see what their path, or for the semi-state, and see what their path is to the state championship game.
Pretty exciting, to say the least. Brand new format, and plenty of people have been involved in it. But again, on Sunday, thank you in advance to you and your staff, Greg Rakestraw, and I always look forward to doing this, because it's really one of those great nights of the year athletically in our state, because of all the pressure and excitement and the tension in terms of who you're going to play and when. And this is Paul Neidig, the commissioner of the IHSAA, and our weekly conversation pairing show coming up this weekend. Commissioner, thanks as always for your time. We'll see you on Sunday.
Thanks for listening to The Commissioner's Corner with IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig and Coach Bob Lovell. And thank you for your continued support of the high schools in your community.
Great Dane in Brazil doesn't just build trailers and truck bodies, they build their employees. Here's Matt to tell you how Great Dane has impacted his whole life.
Hi, I'm Matt Pierce. I've been a Great Daner since before I was born. My dad worked at Great Dane for over 38 years, and now I'm carrying on the Great Dane tradition.
Now hiring for a range of skilled positions. Move your life forward at greatdane.com/careers.
Great pay, great benefits, great opportunities to advance. Every morning when I come in, I see Champ, and I embrace my great.
Be safe, honey. I can't believe our baby is driving for the first time and all by himself.
Yep, he's growing up. He'll be fine.
Oh.
What will you do if this happens to you? These things do happen. Hi, I'm Mark with Reliable Garage Doors. If you need your garage door repaired or replaced, call Reliable Garage Doors for a free estimate. 812-841-2078. Your local garage door experts with over 36 years of experience.
This is T.C. Eaker
and Josh Keady with York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. During January is our Start Something New sales event.
Hey Josh, how easy to buy a new car this month?
Well, it's extremely easy, T.C. With employee pricing for everyone, you pay what we pay.
How many vehicles you got in stock?
With over 150 new vehicles in stock, find Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $289 per month, Ram 1500 as low as $449 per month. Come find out why no one beats a York dude.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
Your home for Northview Sports, WAMB The Breeze.
Set to get ready to go for the second half. Kobe, the Knights are in the second quarter. They were down after a 12-0 run to Indian Creek. Got it within five on multiple occasions. Couldn't close it in, but now at the halftime break, it's 35-26, where the Knights got to come out with better defense, better offense, better rebounding, better everything here in the second half. And that's about as obvious a statement as I can say.
Yeah, they kind of worked on it as well heading into that second quarter. I mean, the first quarter, that long stretch where they just couldn't get a shot to fall. Their defense was just kind of late getting over in time, allowing Indian Creek that run heading into the second quarter. However, once the second quarter flipped, they had a little bit of a run on their own after a little timeout called by the coach, head coach Michael Byram. So hopefully they can just keep building on what was working, and we can get a good game here and get a win for these Northview Knights on homecoming. Still down 9, though, 35-26 to begin this second half. It'll be the Indian Creek team, and they're all red going right to left.
Indian Creek set to inbound the basketball.
Head coach is a little late for the Indian Creek to get over in time. They're laughing about it. It's Byron and them are laughing about it.
What are we doing? It's inbound. Here we go, finally.
The coach right there.
Now Indian Creek will go right to left with it. Brings it on top to Sitching. The Braves have the ball first. Ball will be dribbled around by Pemberton. Now on top to Sitching. He's been a problem tonight. Fowler will guard him tight. Force him to get rid of it to Crouch for a three. No. Beal had the rebound and then lost it. It's loose again. Picked up by the Braves and Pemberton, who will drive, spin, bring it near side to Emberton. And throw a bullet pass on top to Crouch. Crouch versus Cook, 3 versus 3, 15-footer, no. Goff has the board. Here comes the Knights pushing the tempo, trying to go all the way. He gets stopped on a dime, tries to force it to Drew. Drew saves it from going out of bounds, and he'll have it on the logo. Knights down 9 with the basketball. Drew, little lobbed down low, and something bad happened there because it was a turnover, and here comes Indian Creek. Modlin skips it to Crouch. Pulls up for three. No. Good block out by Rumke, and he's got the board up ahead. Here we go. Left to right for the Knights again. Dribble handoff to Goff. Bullet to Cook. Jump pass on top to Fowler. Pump fakes, drives all the way, puts it up, left it short. Ball's tipped, offensive board to Rumke for a Cook three. Boom, baby!
Took a minute and a half for someone to score to begin this second half, but finally, and you know, happily, it was in the Knights' favor.
That is Drew Cook's first made three of the night.
Better late than ever.
Only second attempt.
Yeah. Defense of the Braves, man.
Six-point game. The Knights need a stop. Crouch will drive and put up a contested shot and still got it to go.
Almost had it look like a block.
Now Cook in transition gets bumped, and he'll go to the line for two attempts presented by York Chrysler Dodge, Jeep Ram of Brazil.
Cook, man, he's on a mission. Needs to get his team this win here tonight. First free throw attempt will be good. Cutting that lead now by seven.
Chance to get it back to within six here. Drew puts it up and got it to go. 31-37, 6:04 in the third remaining. The North Unites just need a defensive stop. They've had it within six, within five, but Indian Creek always finds a way to answer, and this time Buell will take it away. Drew Cook will bring it up the floor. Drew on the logo, now on the volleyball line, waiting for the offensive to set. Rumke, catch, shoot, three!
Now this is the beginning of something special. You just have to keep this up. They can finally get this. They have to keep working.
Three-point game, closest it's been since the first quarter. Pemberton gives it off to Sitching. He's wide open for an 18-footer, and he drills it. Full timeout taken by Indian Creek. It's back to a five-point game. We'll take one with them here on WAMB.
I am Matt Bilyeu, and this is my account.
Matt Bilyeu of Culver's talks about Riddell National Bank.
My relationship with Riddell started with a personal home loan. From there, it blossomed into a business opportunity. Riddell, I think, is so much more than just a bank. They're a true partner.
For commercial loans and lines of credit, choose Riddell National Bank.
It's been so great, the relationship we have with Riddell. They partner with us to make our family's dreams come true.
Member FDIC.
One promise Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. They will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Lorenz Service is your trusted locally owned auto service repair shop. If you need your vehicle looked at, give Tony Lorenz a call or stop by the shop today. Tony Lorenz and the entire Lorenz Service team works hard to make sure your vehicle is fixed the right way. Lorenz Service wants to wish the North Unites the best of luck this season.
This is 1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM. WAMB, The Breeze.
5:23 to go here in the third quarter. The Braves just scored again, but it's still a five-point game. Northview has possession, 39-34, as Braden Goff will bring it left to right, the freshman.
Kind of a smart timeout right there by Indian Creek. They kind of felt and, you know, had that kind of sense of momentum shifting towards Northview.
Goff will find the senior Cook. Back to Goff. Near side Rumke. Thought about the three. I wanted him to pull up. He's hot. He just hit one. Do it. Goff to Cook, left side. On the Fowler. Back to Drew. Drew near side Goff.
Rumke is in the corner.
Braden drives, finds Rumke. Corner three again, and toilet bowls in and out. Rebounded by Indian Creek.
I like it, though.
Goff steals it. Indian Creek takes it back. It's loose, and somehow the Braves got it.
How?
Up ahead, and a foul will be called. Going to the line will be Emberton after what looked like a clean block from Buell.
Kind of had him on the body.
Rumke's three. I mean, I've never seen a kid have such bad luck because the shots don't look bad.
No, they don't. He'll be the first to tell you. First free throw up and good for Indian Creek. They got the lead back now to six. They make this back up to 7. Miss. Now the jinx sometimes works in your favor.
Knights have the ball off to Drew Cook. Tried to force a pass. It gets batted out of bounds. It'll stay with the Knights on the far side near their student section. They'll inbound the ball. Goff will bring it across the timeline. 4:24 and counting in the third. 40-34 Braves. Knights just had it within 3, and it's knocked out of bounds again. They'll inbound it from the same area. Again, the North Unites will.
Braves won't get up anything easy. I mean, they're going to make them work for it, and that's exactly what they've been doing, knocking the ball out of bounds back-to-back times.
Goff will bring it to Rumke. Bounce off to Cook in the corner. He got double-teamed quickly. It's like the Braves have done their homework. Resets on top to Rumke. Back to Goff on the logo. Forcing it to Rumke. Now to Cook for an open 3. He missed it in and out around the rim, and here comes the Braves. Goff steals it behind the back pass, trying to throw it off the waist of Modlin, but he had quick hands, and he caught it. Sitching 15-footer. Rattles. No. Buell rebounds it, and here comes Goff. And the ball is going to be tipped and stolen, and here comes the Braves.
Back and forth.
These teams are just moving quick.
They know each other so well.
Carter Modlin will have it on the logo. He'll spin against Goff. Brings it near side to Emberton. Give and go down low. On top. Emberton for 3. Got it. And that's a big one. Back to a 9-point lead.
Like a line drive shot right there. What was a 3-point deficit for the Knights has now quickly turned to 9.
Knights need an answer against this zone. Drew has it on top, takes a dribble, and goes between the legs, and then passes off to Braden Goff on the chest pass. Goff looks frustrated about something. A lot of standing around, trying to fight this 2-2 zone, or 2-3 zone. Goff forced it. Bad look, and Coach Byron frustrated. Stolen by Fowler, so the Knights keep getting chances, and then Minden Creek steals it back for a layup, and they lead by double digits.
So many steals, but nothing coming up for it.
Goff driving all the way. Got it. What a pretty move. Timeout. Coach Byram will take one with him. Knights are down 9 again after having it within 3 a couple minutes ago on WAMB.
We all need insurance, whether it's personal or commercial. Use someone you can trust. I'm Nick McCollum with First Insurance Group here in Brazil. I graduated from Northview High School and attended Indiana State University. My family is all about the Knights. You can trust me to help you get all your insurance needs taken care of. Give me a call at 812-208-2457 or visit us at figprotects.com. Let me, Nick McCollum, work for you. Come grow with us and we will help you stay protected.
We all know what it's like to be super busy during weekday evenings. Whether you have kids involved in sports, a club, or whatever you have going on with the family that night. Anyway, it always seems hard to find the time to slow down to prepare a nice homemade meal. It's drive-thru again, right? Wrong! Kitch Fix should be the answer. Plan ahead by joining the Kitch Fix Facebook group and let Brandy Pierce cook for you. Kitch Fix releases their menu on Wednesdays, so go join the Facebook group now. Pick it up, warm it up, and feed the family with Kitch Fix.
The voice of the North Unites. WAMB, The Breeze.
Immediately after the timeout, the Braves went up and got an and-one opportunity coming their way. Foul is on Goff. That's his second. On the floor right now is Bell, Cotty, Goff, Rumke, and Drew. Pemberton puts it up and got it. Tied for the largest lead of the game right now at 12, 48-36. I feel like the North Unites have played that much better. The Braves just keep finding ways to get their hands on a ball or get a shot to fall.
Seems like every loose ball is just magnetized to red jerseys.
Inside to Cotty. Cotty gets bumped, has to get rid of it, and he finally does, but it'll be a foul on Indian Creek. So 1:59 to go in the third. Northview down 48-36. Avery Perry will check in, and Drew Cook will come out. We don't see him get very many breaks often, so it is kind of a confusing
little bit.
Perry near side to Goff.
See what Goff can do with his team.
See if Goff can be the main offense here. Or Perry. Perry to Cotty. Thought about the 3. Instead, he'll force feed it down low. It's kicked ball. It'll be Knight's ball underneath.
Orkview just seems to be very lost out there right now.
Rumke on top to Kati. He'll drive all the way, scoop it up, left it strong, rebounded by the Braves. Ball's dribbled. Braves have it near side to Pemberton. He'll force feed it on top to Model, and he'll drive, float it, miss it, out of bounds. It'll stay with Indian Creek.
Tough one, man. Northview's defense, I mean, they're there, don't get me wrong, but Indian Creek's offense seems to just go a lot faster and smoother as they have a lot more shot attempts than what Northview's bringing to the table.
Sitchin will catch it, and right away, Sitchin will travel.
Good defense right there by Kati. Got to get something going offensively. You're down 12.
Goff will have it left to right. On the left elbow, on top to Kati. Kati will drive, push the shot, and he'll get fouled. And will go to the free throw line.
Last time he went to the line, he shot 50%. Hopefully he'll go for 100.
Kati will shoot the free throw, and it rattles in. Drew Cook checks back in the ballgame. Bell will come out.
Misses it again.
48-37, coming up on a minute to go in the third.
I smell popcorn. What? I had to let you know.
Modlin brings a near side to Pemberton. It's an 11-point game. You want the Knights to find a way to get to single digits before the quarter closes. Kati gets a hand on it, but again, the ball just bounces the wrong way and ends up to Indian Creek.
If there was a record, they would break it.
Sitching, turns, fakes, puts it up, and got Kati to jump and scores.
Nice move by him. He's definitely one of the best players here on the court. In the conference, really. He has just proved it today. He has a lot of nice moves in his bag.
Kati on the free throw line. Tries to do one of his own, and he floats it in.
There we go. Kati trying to make a name for himself here.
20 seconds. It's an 11-point game, and Indian Creek might go for the last shot. Modlin will bring it across midcourt. Picked up by Drew defensively. Fires it to Vols. Forced down low. Back to Vols. An open 15-footer, and he got it. Team don't miss. 13-point deficit, 4 seconds, 3, Goff ahead to Rumke at the buzzer. No. So we'll go to the fourth quarter where the Knights, again, have work to do. They're down to the Braves, 52-39 here on your home for Northview Athletics, WAMB.
Stocking stuffers can come in many shapes and sizes, and Sparkle Pools has them all this holiday season. Sparkle Pools is now carrying Maui Jim sunglasses. These sunglasses have modern looks for the distinguished gentleman and women's fashion frames to fit any lifestyle. Fill your stockings with pool maintenance products from Pool Style and Super Shockwaves. Sparkle Pools is even an authorized dealer for swimmingpool.com, where you can find above-ground pools, outdoor living products, and everything else pool-related. Happy holidays from Sparkle Pools. Pools, 2225 North 25th Street and 5171 South Highway 41 in Terre Haute.
You've driven all the way to the store when you realize, I forgot my wallet. That can be so frustrating. We've all been there. That's why enabling mobile wallet for your First Farmers debit card was so important to us. That way, if you remember everything you need to get at the store but leave your wallet behind, you can use your phone to pay and skip the aggravation. That's one more way we're determined to take our customers from what if to what's next. Learn more at ffbt.com. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM, WAMB.
As we begin the fourth quarter, Kobe, it is 52-39 Indian Creek, and the Knights have the ball, and they've got some work to do. They had it within three in the third quarter, and then the Braves kind of started having everything go their way. Drew finds Rumke in the far corner on top to Perry. Thought about the three. He'll just go to the bucket instead and miss it, and here with the rebound is Emberton of the Braves.
It's a nice take, man, but you got to think this defense isn't going to give you that.
I'd rather them just take the shots.
A little bit.
I see a lot of pump fakes from three. They're open. Sitching. Has the ball and a pick and pop three, and he's fouled by Kati and will go to the line for three attempts.
Stitching, man, he has definitely caused a lot of problems for Northview.
I mean, not even as a big, just he's a good jump shooter, too. And he'll miss the first free throw.
It's a good combination.
Sitching for the second attempt, and he missed the first two.
Upset with himself. I mean, he's made all these crazy, like, one-footed jump shots, but he can't make free throws.
Sitching, third free throw attempt, and third time's the charm. He'll make one of three. 53-39, largest lead of the game at 14. Goff forced the pass, intercepted, and Byram almost ripped his paper in half. He's frustrated.
Oh, man.
Just a lot of mental errors that don't need to be made. Emberton brings it, stolen by Kati. Kati all the way. Got it stolen from behind. It'll be out of bounds. Stays with the Knights.
Tough break again. I mean, finally, they get something going for them. And they build it, and it just doesn't end the way they wanted it.
Goff tried to force it to Kati. Bounced off Kyle's chest. And Indian Creek throws it up ahead. A give and go from Sitching to Emberton for the layup is missed. Offensive putback is missed, and Perry pushes it. Avery finds Drew. Transition, open three. Yes. I have an idea. Let's get it to Drew and let him shoot.
A little bit. It's working. Drew Cook, please. We need some more shot attempts from you.
11-point game.
It's not over.
Modeling, guarded by Drew. What a comeback win would do for this young squad. Sitching, backs it up. Give and go cut. Now down low for a 12-footer missed. Perry with another rebound. Knights got to go. 6.5, down 11. Goff to Rumke. Hesitated. Now it's Goff for three off right. Ball's tipped and rebounded by Sitching. Why didn't Rumke just shoot? Now Indian Creek ahead. Kati will get a reach-in foul. It's the fourth team foul. His second. There's an official talking to the Indian Creek head coach. Sitching's coming out of the game. Something must not be right.
He is bleeding under his right eye.
And he has to come out of the game. He's going to have to get that fixed by the wonderful trainer at Northview, Nicole.
Got cut, man. That's a slash.
Okay, now we're ready to inbound the ball. Modeling in front of the Indian Creek bench. And before that, I think he's going to waste a full timeout, hoping Sitching can be ready by the time the timeout's over. And that's just really smart. We'll be right back on WAMB.
This is RE/MAX real estate agent Michelle Engel. My family has been in the local community since 2005, and we love supporting the Knights. My daughter attends Northview and is a cheerleader and plays on the tennis team. You will see me dedicating my time to this community. One example is my daughter and I love volunteering for the Clay County Youth Food Delivery Program. Allow me to put my 10 plus years of real estate experience to work for you.
Remember to buy and sell with Michelle. Call her at 812-230-1382.
We all know what it's like to be super busy during weekday evenings. Whether you have kids involved in sports, a club, or whatever you have going on with the family that night. Anyway, it always seems hard to find the time to slow down to prepare a nice homemade meal. It's drive-thru again, right? Wrong! Kitch Fix should be the answer. Plan ahead by joining the Kitch Fix Facebook group and let Brandy Pierce cook for you. Kitch Fix releases their menu on Wednesdays, so go join the Facebook group now. Pick it up, warm it up, and feed the family with Kitch Fix.
Your home for Northview Night Sports. WAMB, The Breeze.
Coming out of a timeout, they're hoping Sitching would be ready, and Kobe doesn't look like he is. He's still back there with the trainer. He's about to run back out here, but not in time for the play to start. Here we go. The Braves will inbound it to Crouch. Crouch, now the Braves will move it around the perimeter on top to Modlin. Modlin back fires it to Pemberton on the logo. He'll drive by Goff, spin away to the left wing. 6 minutes to go. Jump pass near side. Braves are moving it around the perimeter. They're not in any rush. They're up 11. They want to play keep away the whole time. They technically could if they wanted to.
Yeah, they could.
Ball nearly stolen by Goff, but it just bounces right in the hands of the Braves. Cook nearly had a steal. Guy falling down somehow ends up with Indian Creek, and the missed layup is up ahead to Rumkey. 5.5 to go, down 11. Knights need points. Cotti drives all the way and missed the layup.
Man, another tough one.
Sitching set to check in at the next dead ball. A lot of things just can't go Northie's way, and a lot of it's going the Braves' way, but they're also very good, too.
Not even on homecoming.
Far, wide open three for the Braves. Got it. 56-42.
This one's getting away.
Goff will bring it up in the midcourt. Scoop it back to Rumkey, who nearly lost it. Finds Goff again. On top to Avery Perry. Perry a couple dribbles. Hands off to Cook. Back to Perry. Pump fake, step back, three on the way, and no. In and out.
Cannot find the mark.
4.5 to go in this one, and then Braves are all on top by 14. Cotti gets a block. It'll stay with Indian Creek underneath. And Sitching checks back in. Good news. Good to see he's okay.
Absolutely.
Next dead ball, Zach Buell will check in for Northview. Sitching right back in the game, and right away gets a put up and in shot to go.
I mean, this is a 16-point deficit, but I feel like all the air has left the room.
Goff with it, finds Perry, dribble handoff to Goff. Now to Rumkey for three. Way short, rebounded by Sitching, who probably has a double-double tonight. Forces a Hail Mary down low, and it's up and in. And it's an 18-point game, 3:53 to go. Coach Byram takes a full timeout. This one just about over, folks, here on WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. Visit our Timberland store to get everything you need for your new project, and if we don't have the supplies you need in store, we can order it for you. You can even rent the equipment from our rental department. Timberland strives to provide you with the finest residential and commercial building projects at a level of service that is second to none. Quality, integrity, Timberland.
Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning is one of the area's leading Green Pro partners. This is Doug Nevins, and for more than 25 years, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning has served customers in Brazil and throughout the entire Wabash Valley. Our reliable services, transparent fees, and friendly expert technicians have made Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning a hometown name you can trust. Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, where comfort and quality meet.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on WAMB The Breeze.
Back here on WAMB, where the Indian Creek Braves have the largest lead of the night. Their offense has been phenomenal. Rebounding has been phenomenal. Defense has been good, and the Knights just haven't been able to really get anything going outside of a couple runs here and there, but not enough, as they're down 18 with 3:50 to go. Perry will get the inbound. He'll have it on top of the perimeter. Dribble handoff to Goff. See if the Knights still have some fight left in them. It's a team they're probably going to see in sectional, Kobe.
Yes, they will.
Drew lost it, picked it up, saved it beyond the timeline. Now to Buell, who just kind of flips it over to Perry on the left side. Perry forced a chest pass in the middle. That's basketball 101. Not a smart play to do there.
I mean, there's just so many forced passes in the middle. There's a lot of shots that can't fall for him. The defense just hasn't been there. It helps when it's Indian Creek. I mean, they just can't miss.
Pitching spins on Buell. 20-point lead.
Someone get him a scholarship. He is really good.
Need him to get stronger and bigger. Local school here might look at him. Drew has an open look at three. No. And under three to go, down 20. I think we should start a chant to get King Hunter in the game. Braves are going to hold on to it.
The 20. This was not long enough ago. 3-point deficit. And then it just ran away. We've seen that a lot recently. Northview just coming so close, but can't get over the hump.
Sitching will finally miss a shot, but the Braves get an offensive rebound. And they're going to reset with 2:25 to go. They're going to move it around the perimeter. Playing keep away, going five wide. Now they're going to double team the Knights are. And now the Braves will just get rid of it quicker to avoid the double team. Crouch, drive, brings it on top. Just moving it around quickly like a hot potato.
Going to run out of time here. Coming up on 2 minutes to go in the game.
And Goff will be called for the foul.
I mean, what can be said that hasn't already been said? About to be your fifth game in a row with an L.
And here comes King Hunter Johnson. Just a night Coach Byram did not want. Now they have a long time to sit on it as Rumpke and Cook will come out. And you can tell they're frustrated. Sitching gets the inbound, puts it up and in. And was it a foul or a timeout?
It was a foul.
And a foul. So Sitching will go to the line.
Tough one, man. It's just tough. Whenever you see someone that you're such a passionate fan of, they're going to lose. You just have to take the good with the bad.
Free throw miss again. That's one thing Sitching's not great at right now is free throws. That's about it, though. Goff pushing the tempo. Spins it to Hunter, and he off his hand, not the best of passes.
I don't mean passionate fan as in us. I mean everyone viewing.
Braves will inbound it, full court press by the Knights.
It's not fun for us, too. We want to see him succeed.
Sitching just slipped. I thought that was an injury at first. Oh, man. And they're going to call a timeout because they need to clean that floor up because that could have been a bad injury.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sitching just feet went out from under him. Floor must be wet. So they're going to call an official timeout and clean the floor up. We'll take a 30-second timeout on the radio side on WAMB.
What makes Lynn's Pharmacy different from the big chains? People. When you walk into Lynn's Pharmacy, you'll see friends and neighbors on both sides of the counter.
We come to Lynn's Pharmacy because of Lynn and his staff. They're also knowledgeable and helpful and always willing to take the time to give us good advice.
May not be in every corner, but Lynn's Pharmacy and its predecessors have been trusted in the community since 1872. Lynn's Pharmacy, a modern pharmacy with old-fashioned values and personal service in downtown Brazil.
This is WAMB. Stream us on the web at WAMBradio.com.
They got the floor cleaned up, and there's about a minute 37 to go in this one. Braves 64, Northview 42. The Braves look to inbound it. They'll lob it up to Sitching and puts it up, and, of course, he got it to go.
I don't think he has
Can we take him out of the game, please? This kid's
He's
really
a dog.
Good.
He's good, man.
He's got that dog in him. Is that what the kids say? King Hunter has it on top.
Yeah.
Passes to Perry. Stolen away. Picked up by the Braves. And they'll reset. I need Hunter just to shoot.
I just want to see him score.
Remember last year, the senior night of Isaac Reinel?
Yes.
That was awesome.
That was insane.
Braves are set to clear the bench.
Throwback right there.
Ball's being moved around the perimeter. Coming up on a minute to go. Braves. Might just play keep away. And a quick official timeout taken by the Braves. It'll just be to do a quick substitution. Won't take the entire 30. And the Braves just came in here, and they just dominated. They came in here on Northeast Homecoming and swept the girls and the boys.
And it all really started with, you know, just a lot of bad place passes from Northview. And, you know, it helps when you have a player like Stitching who just seemingly cannot miss from anywhere besides a free throw.
Coming up on 40 seconds to go. Ball's tipped. King Hunter steals it. King Hunter's got it. King Hunter fakes, puts up the shot, and he can't get it to go.
Come on, basketball gods.
You've given enough luck to the Braves. Give King Hunter Johnson some.
It'd be nice. It must be nice. 20 seconds coming up. Another tough loss for Northview.
Knights don't play again till Friday night at home against Cloverdale. And then again Saturday, I believe Crawfordsville.
One of those has to be.
I could be wrong. You can find the schedule on our website on WAMBradio.com, and that's the final. The Braves win over the Knights, 66-42. Just not a good night for either program here tonight as the Braves just came in and dominated from the beginning. We'll take a break on WAMB.
Great Dane Brazil, the leader in employment opportunities, already offers $17 to $23 an hour, referral bonuses, great health insurance, and matching 401k. Now they've taken it up a notch. Applicants receive 2 weeks paid vacation, an extra $2 an hour for night shifts, and get an extra $100 a week perfect attendance award paid the following week. That's an extra $5,200 a year. Become a maker at greatdane.com/careers or call 812-443-4711.
Hi, this is Mark, owner of Reliable Garage Doors. Are you tired of looking at the same garage door you had on your house when you bought it? Then it's time to do something about it. Let us at Reliable Garage Doors make your home look new again. I'll come over and give you a free estimate. Just call me at 812-841-2078. Your local garage door expert with over 36 years of experience.
This is T.C. Eaker
and Josh Keady with York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. During January is our Start Something New sales event.
Hey, Josh, how easy to buy a new car this month?
Well, it's extremely easy, T.C. With employee pricing for everyone, you pay what we pay.
How many vehicles you got in stock?
With over 150 new vehicles in stock, find Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $289 per month, Ram 1500 as low as $449 per month. Come find out why no one beats a York dude.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
Are you looking for a new exciting career? PDF Inc. in Brazil is actively looking for creative, dependable people to hire right now. Various machine operator positions are available. No experience necessary. They'll train you for multiple positions like robotics or operating a CNC laser. Take the time to learn a valuable skill to further your career with PDF Inc. Stop by their location or visit pdf-inc.com/careers. PDF Inc. is a proud supporter of the Northview Knights.
This is WAMB, The Breeze. Like us on Facebook.
Back around WAMB on the Sparkle Pools and Terre Haute postgame show. Final score, 66-42. Indian Creek gets the win. Kobe, we'll give away the Redone National Bank player of the game here in a moment. Quickly, your brief analysis. It was a three-point game in the third quarter and then 24-point loss in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, I mean, what was so, so close of a game for Northview, three-point deficit. I mean, they were working so hard, and we know how much work they put into this and just how they want to get a victory, and it just hasn't came easy. No victory ever does, but sometimes it's just it's even more difficult when something like this transpires. You just hope that Northview could figure this out, and it really all started with, you know, they had a nice second quarter, probably the best quarter of the game, and then three-point deficit, like I said, and then bad passes, bad defense.
And that Sitching kick.
And it helps, yeah, when him just scoring a lot of the time.
Listen, Landon Sitching had 28 points and 10 rebounds, according to Adler from the Brazil Times.
That's crazy.
And apparently, according to Indian Creek scorekeeper, he's been in a slump the last five games. Well, he's not in a slump anymore.
Of course, yeah. Of course, it comes against Northview.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk to the head coach of the Knights, Coach Michael Byram. But first, let's give away the Riddell National Bank Player of the Game. Today's banking, yesterday's values.
It goes to, you want to take a break? Or
go ahead and give the player, the Riddell National Bank Player of the Game, Kobe.
I think it should go to Kyle Kotze. I think Kotze coming off the bench, I mean, the last couple of games or so, this one was probably one of his better performances. He had some nice rebounds. I mean, he finally got some shots to fall for him. He really showed a lot of hustle, and I think overall he just showed a lot more than
Kyle,
what he has.
Yeah, we'll give Kyle Kotze, the Riddell National Bank Player of the Game. Here we'll come back after our final break on the Sparkle Pools and Tarot postgame show and talk to Coach Byram on WAMB.
We're the Browns, and this is our account.
Nicole and Jordan Brown of Hoosier Aviation talk about Riddell National Bank.
Our relationship with Riddell really began when we were kids, so when we started our business, it seemed like a natural fit for us.
Riddell's provided all of our financial needs for both personal and business, and we could not be happier with the level of service.
For commercial loans, lines of credit, and payroll services, choose Riddell National Bank.
If you're looking to grow your business, Riddell is your best option.
Member FDIC.
One promise Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. They will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Lorenz Service is your trusted locally owned auto service repair shop. If you need your vehicle looked at, give Tony Lorenz a call or stop by the shop today. Tony Lorenz and the entire Lorenz Service team works hard to make sure your vehicle is fixed the right way. Lorenz Service wants to wish the North Unites the best of luck this season.
We all need insurance, whether it's personal or commercial. Use someone you can trust. I'm Nick McCollum with First Insurance Group here in Brazil. I graduated from Northview High School and attended Indiana State University. My family is all about the Knights. You can trust me to help you get all your insurance needs taken care of. Give me a call at 812-208-2457 or visit us at figprotects.com. Let me, Nick McCollum, work for you. Come grow with us, and we will help you stay protected.
Are you looking for a new exciting career? PDF Inc. in Brazil is actively looking for creative, dependable people to hire right now. Various machine operator positions are available. No experience necessary. They'll train you for multiple positions like robotics or operating a CNC laser. Take the time to learn a valuable skill to further your career with PDF Inc. Stop by their location or visit pdf-inc.com/careers. PDF Inc. is a proud supporter of the Northview Knights.
You've driven all the way to the store when you realize, I forgot my wallet. That can be so frustrating. We've all been there. That's why enabling mobile wallet for your First Farmers debit card was so important to us. That way, if you remember everything you need to get at the store but leave your wallet behind, you can use your phone to pay and skip the aggravation. That's one more way we're determined to take our customers from what if to what's next. Learn more at ffbt.com. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
This is WAMB, The Breeze. Like us on Facebook.
Still waiting for Coach Michael Byram to join us here on the Sparkle Pools and Terre Haute postgame show. He always does come, and I was reminded of that recently. Coach Byram was always out here, but it was a 66-42 final. Just, I don't know, nearly 20 turnovers from Northview. Just bad defense and stretches, bad rebounding and stretches. Offense wasn't there. Sitching for them killed them. 28 points, 10 rebounds, and then Northview had it within three in the third quarter, and then after that, just I don't even know what happened. I look forward to, I mean, this is going to be a delightful interview, I'm sure. I'm sure he's very frustrated, but their next game won't be for a week, so they'll have a week to work on things. They'll come back and play a Cloverdale team who has one win on the year as of right now, and they'll play them a week from tonight. Still waiting for Coach Byram on the radio side and the video side here. Just hang tight with us as we're trying to figure it out. The Northview Lady Knights team lost tonight to a very good Indian Creek team. And this is a team they can see in the sectional. But right now, Northview, they can't worry about who they're going to see in the sectional. They've got to worry about what they can fix. Because right now, it's a West Vigo team who they've lost to, an Owen Valley team who they've lost to, a Brown County team they haven't played yet, and Indian Creek, who they lost to, and Edgewood, a team they haven't played yet. I would think Northview could beat Edgewood because Edgewood's having a kind of a down year right now. But I guess we'll have to wait and find out. And usually when Coach Byram takes this long to get out here, it's a long, long conversation with his team. And he's coming right now, as he always does. I didn't think he wouldn't come. Still waiting for his coach, Michael Byram, will walk up here. I'm sure he just got done talking to his team as we're waiting. Here we go. Have to wait for Coach Byram. Just give me a minute. Coach joins us on the postgame show presented by Sparkle Pools in Terre Haute. Final 66-42. Coach, first off, it was a three-point game in the third quarter, and then obviously the way it ended. What happened in your eyes from that stretch to how it ended?
We stopped defending, and then we stopped taking care of the ball.
Pretty simple.
And what's the, when you, I know you took a long time in the locker room. Is there a message you're just telling the guys, or is it just anger right now?
Yeah, no, there's no anger because, I mean, I see the inconsistencies with us, and I've seen them all year, all season long. So I think that we have a bunch of guys who are very offensive-minded. Mm-hmm. But and the thing about it is that in order to win big games, to just win at this point any game in our situation, you got to defend people. Like, you can't give up 66 points. And if you go down the line, like, every game that we've lost has been 60-plus points, mm-hmm. you know? And we're not a very efficient offensive team to be playing that way. Now, if we could get up and down and get 80, okay, or 75, we could do that. That's not our roster, you know? And so, therefore, we got to have some guys that are more focused on the defensive end than on the offensive end.
So we talked about defense. You mentioned turnovers. I think the number Adler said was 18. What's the turnover? Just trying to do too much or careless?
Yeah. I think it's trying to do too much and at times careless. I don't think it's necessarily our opponent that are creating those turnovers. It's us, and that's the biggest thing, that we hurt ourselves. We are keeping ourselves from being in a position to be successful. So you're going to have to – you have to put yourself in a better position to do that. So, therefore, you got to take care of the ball. You're going to need to play harder on the defensive end. You're going to have to get every loose ball that's available to you, you know. And you got to learn from your mistakes quickly because nobody's going to play a perfect game, you know. So you're going to make mistakes. We're not perfect. Nobody is. But when you're out there on the court and you're making the same mistake two or three times, that's way too many. You know, especially it's been like a broken record around here. You know, I feel like I could have recorded myself a couple times earlier in the season, just every day, just play it. So, I mean, but that's part of being young and inexperienced. But at this point, you got to learn and move on.
From an effort standpoint, you talk about it defensively, whether it's rebounding or whatever it is. I mean, that's not something you can just say, hey, we're going to line up and do a drill. What from a coaching standpoint, how do you get into an inexperienced or a young group and preach them the effort needs to be there and eventually get it?
At some point it will click, okay? But the thing about it is I even mentioned this in the locker room, I like this group. I think that we could go – I think we can win the sectional 39 days whenever the tournament starts. Like, I believe that. We're 4-10, but you know what? I'll take our 4-10 against any other 4-10 team around the state. Like, we have that potential, but the thing that awful P word, potential, you've got to develop it and you've got to want it. And right now we are kind of stuck in our own head a little bit, you know. We got to get it out.
Before I let you go, talk about the other side real quick, because you might see this guy again in Landon Sitching, 28 points, 10 rebounds. What did he do that made things so tough on you guys?
He hit contested shots. I don't know how many open shots he had. A lot of contested shots. But you know what? I'm sorry, we don't have a 6'5 dude that's long and physical like that, like him. Like, he's a physical dude. He knows how to play, and he's going to be a great basketball player. And that's why towards the end, the last couple minutes, I put Avery on him. I put Braden on number three crouch, because both those guys are two sophomores. And I said, look, we're going to be messing with these guys probably here in a few months, or – You're gonna be guarding these guys in the next 2 years. So we're going to figure it out now and start that process.
All right, Coach, we appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
It's Coach Michael Byron. Final score, 66-42. We're back on the air Friday against Cloverdale at home. We'll see you then from WAMB.
You've been listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB The Breeze. This game has been brought to you by Great Dane Brazil, Reliable Garage Doors, York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Riddell National Bank, Lorenz Service, Brazil Coffee Grounds, First Insurance Group agent Nick McCollum, PDF Incorporated, First Farmers Bank and Trust, REMAX Real Estate agent Michelle Engel, Kitch Fix, Timberland Lumber Company, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, Lynn's Pharmacy, Love and Pizza, and Back 40 Boutique. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors that made this game possible.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM. WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute, a DLC media station.